Dr. Pinsky dictating a male IMN, Martin Rodriguez. Martin Rodriguez is a 51-year-old male who reports he injured his lower back at work on 10/15/20. But at that time, he was operating a standing forklift that ran over part of a cement floor that was uneven. Perry states the difference was approximately 1 inch. Perry instantly felt low back pain, but completed his shift. Perry, the next day, when he awoke, he was very stiff. Perry, he did not indicate whether he went to the emergency room afterwards. Perry did further evaluation and understands he's got scratched up and is, but is not aware of his final diagnosis. Perry, apparently anterior posterior surgery was offered to him, but he declined. Perry is no longer receiving any active treatment. Perry, new paragraph. As per his claim petition, Mr. Rodriguez alleged he injured his lower back while driving a stand-up forklift when he ran over an uneven expansion joint in the floor. But as a result, he had permanent injuries to his lower back. Period. New paragraph. Treatment records show he was seen by Dr. Valentino on 3/15/21. Period. He still had low back pain and numbness in both lower extremities. Period. MRI revealed disc herniation with an annular tear. Period. He did not describe the petitioner's early contemporaneous course of treatment. Period. Dr. Valentino diagnosed low back pain, comma, lumbar strain, comma, lumbar facet joint pain, comma, lumbar radiculitis, comma, lumbar disc herniation, comma, and annular tear of the lumbar disc. Period. He referred Mr. Rodriguez for a course of physical therapy. Period. He remained symptomatic and on 5/13/21, Dr. Valentino performed a procedure to be inserted here. Period. On 9/9/21, he performed epidural injection to be inserted here. Period. He was monitored by Dr. Valentino through 11/15/21. He was working light duty. Period. He was considering lumbar fusion surgery, but his attorney is trying to arrange a second opinion in that regard. Period. He was explained that if he is considering surgery, to proceed with the discogram first, as this will be helpful in determining whether he is a good surgical candidate. Period. Dr. Valentino scheduled him to return in 4 weeks, but it does not appear that he did so. Period. New paragraph. On 2/22/22, Dr. Josephson performed a pain management consultation on Mr. Rodriguez. Period. He noted he had lower back pain for 2 years after an injury on 10/15/20. Period. He had anti-inflammatories, comma, oral steroids, comma, physical therapy, comma, which worsened his symptoms, and an epidural steroid injection which partially alleviates his symptoms. Period. Dr. Josephson also noted a history of arthritis. Period. He ordered a CAT scan of the lumbar spine and rendered a diagnosis of lumbar degenerative disc disease and intervertebral disc degeneration. Period. If he was compliant in undergoing that CAT scan, his report was not provided. Period. Physical exam. General appearance, he was poorly nourished and described he has lost 65 pounds in about 1 year. Period. He was advised to immediately follow up with his primary care physician in that regard. Brady believes his weight loss is due to loss of appetite from his writer's syndrome. Period. He was utilizing crutches before that condition and had a flip-flop type sandal on the right foot. Period. The left foot had a sneaker on it. Period. He was unable to tolerate standing or provocative walking. Period. Extremities lowered. He rolled his pants up, limiting visualization. Period. Exam of the right foot itself was deferred in all respects. Period. So there was full range of motion of the hips, knees, and left ankle without any crepitus or tenderness. Period. For full pulses. Scratch that. Deep tendon reflexes were intact bilaterally. Pinprick sensation was not performed on the left. Period. Actually, those are all the right. Band and muscle testing was also deferred on the right ankle. Period. He attributes his right foot problem to his writer's syndrome with periodic flare-ups. Period. Spine cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He was evaluated in a seated position, preferring not to attempt standing. Period. From a seated position, he was able to flex 60 degrees and extend fully. Period. By a lot of rotation, the side bending could not be performed. Period. Supine straight leg raise maneuver elicited only a stretching sensation, but no low back or radicular complaints. Period. The rest of that section is normal. And impressions on 10/15/20, Martin Rodriguez was operating a stand-up forklift that ran over a separation on the concrete floor. Period. As a result of this, he believes he injured his lower back. Period. He was seen by Dr. Valentino, who noted an MRI showed a disc problem. Period. He was referred for physical therapy. Period. He accepted injections to the lumbar spine without significant relief. Period. He saw Dr. Josephson on 2/22/22. Period. At the final visit with Dr. Valentino, he related seeing another physician who recommended spinal fusion surgery, but that was on hold pending a second opinion. Period. New paragraph. The current exam of Mr. Rodriguez found him to be quite thin and malnourished for the reasons described above. Period. He was unable to stand or walk, so the lion's share of this exam was done from the seated position. Period. Within those constraints, he did have adequate range of motion of the lumbar spine. Period. He had full strength in the lower extremities, leaving out the ankles. Period. There were no sensory deficits detected. Period. New paragraph. This case may represent 3.5% permanent partial total disability, regardless of cause. Period. This would be attributed to the described disc herniation. Period. It is hard to imagine how this would have arisen out of the mechanism of injury he described. Period. Interestingly, when he saw Dr. Valentino on 3/15/21, he wrote the MRI revealed a disc herniation with annular tear. Period. And that is the end.